Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I am broadcasting live from beautiful sunny Phoenix, Arizona this morning. We actually got a little chill in the air, and we appreciate that here in Phoenix. We don't get that very often, but we are moving into the winter weather, so late fall weather, so we have a little chill this morning, which is great. Makes me think about being back on the East Coast. I pray that each one of you had a wonderful Thanksgiving Day, and that hopefully you would take that same energy that you enjoyed on Thanksgiving Day, and you will be able to keep that energy and carry it through the year. You know, that gratitude and that thankfulness that you were able to spend with your family and friends or whoever you're able to share with, that you can keep that same momentum going, because it's so important that we are able to be thankful and grateful every day, not just Thanksgiving Day, but every day. We need to bring forth that energy and allow that to go forward, okay? And make sure that you're able to do that. So hold on to that energy and spread the love vibes and the good energy that you brought out of the holiday into your everyday activity, okay? Now, to all my previous listeners, I'm so grateful that you made it back. Thank you for coming back. Every week I tell you how much you inspire me and how much you keep me on track and how much you give me the energy to keep doing this show. If you guys didn't keep coming back, I don't know if would be willing to continue to do the show. Because it's you who helped me to be motivated and keep going forward to be able to bring forth this message, okay? And to all my new listeners, welcome. You are in the right place today. You're where you're supposed to be. There is no coincidence in the universe, so that means that Spirit has brought you where you need to be today to be able to hear the message that you need to hear today, okay? And if you keep your mind open and your heart open, I'm sure you may gain something from this message. If you're not aware by now, we are not a traditional church organization. You know, I don't have a traditional church service, as I may put it. We are truly a spiritual-based ministry, and there's no dogma here, okay? There's no restrictions. We're open and receptive to all knowledge and truth, whether they come from Christianity, Buddha, Islam, whatever religion that has truth and have knowledge to it, we will present it to you and bring it to you. And you have your choice to either accept it or reject it, okay? But I have all sorts of people listening to this show because the fact is that we keep it strictly spirit-based and spiritual. So we just want to make sure that you have a full understanding that that is what we're about here, and we're about speaking truth to power as we see it and as we perceive it, and as the Creator give it to me to be able to share with you. That's the way I like to be able to do it to you, unfiltered, unadulterated. Just give you the true knowledge of how it comes up and what it is that we are presenting to you, okay? So we're going to get started this morning, and all of you who have been following me for a while know that I always open up with a prayer. So today will be no different. We will open up with prayer. Then we'll get into today's topic, which I am excited about, and I think it's a wonderful subject that we will be speaking on this morning. Okay? So let's do prayer first. Father, Mother, God, we give divine love and expectation of your divine knowledge and wisdom that you allow us to share today. We thank you, God, that you are here with us, and we thank you, God, that you brought us through another week. We thank you, God, that you've seen us through the holidays, and we are safe, and we're able to be here to share the word. So, God, we ask you to continue to bless us, continue to give us divine direction as the way that we are to go and the way that we are to expand our consciousness, and help us to grow spiritually and consciously so we can be more aware and we can be more conscious of things going on around us. So we just say thank you, God. We are totally, totally grateful for your divine direction and that you will continue to protect us, protect our physical body, these physical temples that we have. We ask you, God, that you would touch each cell and each organ in each one of these beloved listeners' bodies and bring perfect homeostasis awareness into each cell and each organ, that everything is put back to its perfect state of normalcy. Everything is in divine order. Put their whole body back in divine order. Bring forth that healing light into their bodies. And so every cell is illuminated with the light of God and divine wellness. So we say thank you, God, for that. We pray this morning for divine protection for our workers, first line workers. And we thank you, God, keep them safe, wrap them in their white light of protection, keep them well and keep them out of harm's way. The doctors, the nurses, the ambulance drivers, all the people who are on the front line dealing with this pandemic and any other dis-ease that has showed up in our awareness, we thank you, God, for giving them comfort and giving them strength to be there. We know that these people are special in what they do, and they're here to help and to aid humanity. So bless them, keep them safe. We pray for divine protection for our government, that we bring forth the energy, bring forth light into the politicians' minds and eyes so they can see their duty to be able to assist and to help the people that they're elected to help. Open them up, open their minds up, shake them, let them know that they are to do the right thing and keep them moving forth in the way that we do. We pray for America. We pray for the condition of the world as a whole. We send love and love vibration throughout the universe so that it will be well done and that it will be taken care of. So we say thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Okay, beloved one. So we're going to get started with today's show. I'm excited about it. Seek first ye the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God. Let me just start by sharing a scripture with you that will be able to give you a little understanding of what today's talk is going to be about and what we're going to be speaking on this morning. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. Let me share that with you again, beloved one. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Okay? So what does this statement really mean? What does this verse really mean? It's pretty simple, really, in the scheme of things. This really simplicity. It simply means put God first in everything you do. If you put God first in everything you do, the possibility of it turning out in the matter that you so desire is greatly enhanced. Okay? So that's what it means, put God first. And let me tell you that God will do most of the work, but God will not do all of the work, beloved ones. It's up to you, too, to do the work. So regardless, sometimes, you know, we pray for God to help us out in situations and to bring forth conditions in our lives. And sometimes those prayers are not answered as we want them to be answered, okay? Not that they are not answered. The prayers are always answered, but not in the manner that you want them to be answered, okay? And you must understand that the Creator who answer your prayers will only help answer prayers that will help you to come forth in your highest good. You cannot pray to God that does not bring forth your highest good, because it will not. God will never step in to bring forth something to you that's not in your highest good, beloved one. So you always have to realize that when you're doing your prayers, there's always a need for your prayers to align with the will of God for you. Okay, God, like I said, God will never bring anything in your life that is not for your highest good and will not help you to move forward. although you may want it, you think you want it, you may think you need it, but the Creator knows more than you and I know, and it can see further than you and I can see. So it will always bring you those things which is for your highest good, okay? Now, it doesn't say that you cannot make those things that you so desire happen in your life. You can, because you have free will. You can make it happen if you insist and push forth. God gave you free will, so you have a choice that you can do those things, but you not get the blessings of the Creator for things that is not for your highest will, beloved one. So don't even think about it. Don't even try it, all right? In John 8:36, it states that God will take, if you take one step, God will take two steps, okay? If you take one step, beloved, God will take two steps. That means that if you have a worthy a purpose, a worthy goal, or you're moving forward with something, and you ask God to assist you, and what you are about to encounter or want to count is for your highest good, you can believe that when you make the effort to do it, God will push forward and open up doors that you couldn't open up. But it takes first you to put forth your effort. You have to make an effort to do things in order to get the support of the Creator to support you and help you. You can just not sit back and expect God to do all the work. No, beloved one, it doesn't work that way. If it was like that, then God would never give you free will. God gave you free will so you can make decisions about your own life, okay? So you can move forward. And I want to make it very clear to you up front. The kingdom of God that we speak of today is within you. I'm going to say that again because that's very important. The kingdom of God is within you. Okay? The kingdom of God is not outside of you, where many people have been taught to think that the kingdom of God is somewhere else other than within you. You do not have to look outside to find the kingdom of God. And unfortunately, many of us have been taught that, you know, that the kingdom is somewhere out there in the universe somewhere. You know, we think that we have to that we have to beg and we have to plead to God to get in line with him, because he is so far out there that we cannot reach him unless we're begging and pleading for that. That is so far from the truth, beloved one. Your I am present, your kingdom of God is within you, right inside of your physical, okay? You do not have to go outside of yourself to be able to have relationship and tap into the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is within you, okay? So it's really sad that that information has been taught to so many beloved ones, and that they, you know, believe that they have to go outside of themselves to be able to be in touch with God. But that is not in any way true. Wherever God is where the kingdom of God is, and God is within you, beloved one. So the one place that you do not have to go search for is God and the kingdom of God, because it is right there with you. It is be very difficult for some of you if you cannot accept and understand that concept that God is within you. You're going to have challenges because you're going to find yourself always trying to reach God and always trying to petition God and always begging and pleading God, because you don't understand that all you got to do is look within yourself and God is right there. You don't have to scream. You don't have to holler. You just got to make your intentions known. As a matter of fact, the God force inside of you already know your intentions, but you have to declare it. You have to speak it. You have to feel it, because your God force, your I am presence will not interfere in your life unless you allow it to. Unless there is a divine purpose and plan that God has to have you to do, and you know God's in charge. So if there's a divine purpose and plan, your desires and will be overruled. You have to do that. And I don't want to criticize or condemn any form of worship, beloved one, because there is a necessity for everything that's happening. People, there's someone of consciousness, utilize that source, or utilize that energy, utilize that worship to be able to raise their consciousness and to make them better people, hopefully, that when they're doing worship. So I'm not putting down any religion or any organization, because when I stress these things, but some of these organizations that have taught us to believe that we have to go outside of ourselves to be able to reach God has done humanity a disservice. I have to tell you just like it is. They have done humanity and mankind a disservice to make you feel that you have to go outside of yourself to be able to reach God. And unfortunately, there's a lot of structured organization, religious organizations, and white that have that belief. Okay? But hopefully that you are not following that kind of teaching. And most of the people that are tuned into me every week and listen to this program, I know you guys are at a totally different place, but I'm kind of speaking now to my new listeners, my new guests, to let them know that you do not have to adhere to that teaching to believe that you are separated from God and that the kingdom of God is somewhere out there in the universe. That's not true, beloved one. It is there with you and always has been and always will be. It's really a sad thing that people believe that, because it's stopping you from having assets that you have, because you're thinking that, boy, I got to plead to God and scream to God and yell to God to try to get his attention. No, beloved one. You can speak to God just like you have a conversation with your children, with your parents, with your friends. Just speak softly and let God know what your desires are. Okay? It's that simple. Your I Am presence is there to help you in your decision-making process. So when I say God is will not do all the work for you, this is absolutely true. When you were created, beloved ones, when your spirit was created, when I'm talking about your spiritual man, your spiritual being was created, the creators who created you gave you a gift. And that gift is called free will. Okay? That gift is called free will. And with this free will gift, you have the power to create your own conditions in your life. Good, bad, or indifference, you have the power to be able to be, to create your own conditions in life. You have that power. And so you need to utilize your free will in a positive manner. You have the divine right, beloved one, participate in the options of God. And if you don't know what the option of God is, it is the goodness of God. It's all the wonderful things that God has allowed us to be here. God, beloved Jesus, and God has come to give you life and give it to you abundantly. Well, abundantly comes under, is pretty much the same as opulence, okay? And when I speak of abundance, I'm not just talking about finance. Of course, I am talking about finance as well, but I'm talking about good health, good relationships, good opportunities, good living. Being happy, having peace of mind, and doing the things that bring you joy, and having a joyful life. Okay, that's what opulence is. Okay, the goodness of God. When I say God's great opulence, I'm talking about all of those things that there. And you have a divine right to those things. Those things are part of you. Because you are a child of God, if you're not aware that you are. But when you misuse your free will, you create conditions and situations, brother one, that will not allow you to participate in God's options because of your misuse of your free will. When you make choices and decisions that's not for your highest good, you will not be able to tap into the source of God. Okay, beloved one, because you're operating on your own principles and all that. I'm not saying that you won't have some level of success, because I believe that you will have some level of success, but you will have, if your success can be 10 times more prominent if you will follow the will of your creator and seek first the kingdom of God in all things that you do, okay? So I'm talking about making life easier, making life simpler, and making life with less complications if you were to simply just follow the will of God in your life, okay? No less, like I said, regardless of whether you go out on your own or follow the will of God, you still are a child of God. Nothing can take that from you, beloved ones. You are a child of God, and God will never hold a grudge against you because you decided to go out on your own. You can always come back home like the prodigal son. You can always come back home. You can always come back to the God force and get realized. See, it's not hard. You just simply say, God, I realize that I made a mistake and I need your assistance. And God will put you back on the right track. It's that easy, beloved one. It really is that easy to just care, ask God to put you back on right track and put you back in your condition. Sometimes your free will choices have really caused you a lot of pain and a lot of aggravations and some things that really have gone astray and gone haywire in your life because you did not first seek the kingdom of God. You tried out on your own. But regardless of how bad it may appear to you, that God will always put you back on track. See, God recognizes and understands that you and I are not perfect beings. Because if you were perfect, you would not be here on planet Earth. Because you come here to be able to improve your conditions and your spirit and your soul. You came here to work through karma based on your previous life and previous life experiences. So you're here and you're going to make mistakes. There is no human being on this planet that does not make mistakes. Or as some of the old religions, they call it sins. We don't call it sins. We call it errors. You make errors. You make mistakes. You do things that's not for your highest good, you know? And the thing about it is you can rectify those things. You can rectify those things. You can ask yourself forgiveness, of course, and you can always ask God to forgive you and realign you back to your state of perfection as you are, beloved ones, okay? Never become a fear because you have gone astray or you have strayed away from the will of God. You can always come back, okay? Don't make a habit of doing it, but you know that God will forgive you, you know, for your transgressions and be able to realign you. Now, the first step you need to be able to have some repentance, or as they may want to say, to the point where make your mind you're not going to go down that road anymore. You're not going to do those kind of things anymore, and you're willing to change. You know, it means that really that you need to be willing to change. And the first step would be to be able to do that, would be able to see those mistakes that you made and understand the mistakes you made. And when you call upon God to help you to get realigned, you can always know that God's going to help you get realigned, okay? So you think about situations where some of the David, some of the characteristics in the Bible, David and Paul and Saul and some of those people that were leaders did some horrible things. But God always brought them back in alignment when they reached out and asked for, and matter of fact, used them in a way that is phenomenal. Paul, for instance, Paul, his job was to prosecute and kill Christians. And he did kill a lot of them on his process. That was his mission to stop what wasn't called Christianity at that time. But the followers of Jesus that Paul went after to destroy, to try to make sure that it did not become religious. And at the end of the day, Paul became one of the biggest supporters of Christianity. Okay, he had to go through some things. He fell off his horse and went blind for a few days. And when he came back to his vision, he was a different person. He saw things different. So God used people as he needs. That's what I was telling you about. You know, sometimes you may have your own will and desire, but God's will and desire for you, if he's part of your purpose, that God, your divine purpose, and God needs you to be and do something different than what you will do, God will step in and intervene, beloved ones. Believe me, God will step in and intervene if you are in any way not fulfilling divine purpose that you have, especially if you have to have an effect on humanity. We each come here with assignments that we need to do. And if your assignment, you're not fulfilling your assignment, and your assignment has something to do with the effect of humanity, God will step in and correctify the situation. Always does, okay? Always will. And see, this is not, that is the only time that it automatically will happen, is if you are not in line with God's purpose, true purpose for humanity, not so much for your life, but for humanity. If you need to come, let's say for instance, the doctor who invented penicillin. Regardless of what he done or what he could do, God was going to always direct him back to doing what he needed to do, because his purpose was of a huge one, and it helped humanity. So some of us come here with divine plans and divine message and divine work that must be fulfilled. And in order to have these things fulfilled, God will step in and orchestrate the situation where you have to do that work you have to do. You know, you cannot get away from it. You cannot get around it. You know, I kind of even feel that way about my own life to a great degree, because, you know, I know I've had this spiritual calling on my life for a long, long time, and that what I'm doing today, I should have been doing 30 years ago, you know, but God allowed me to do my own thing and follow my own path to the point where God said, okay, you're going to do this work or else. So that's how I feel that I'm in that position now. I have, the else has come, and I have to do this spiritual work in order to fulfill my purpose. I don't know who I'm touching, and I don't know who I'm helping, but hopefully I'm touching and helping someone out there that helping them to enhance their lives and to be a better alive. So God say, it's time for you to do your work, son. So you're going to do it. Just like any good parent, you see, God will help you when you fall. When you fall down, God will be there to help pick you up and push you back up, just like your parent. If your parents are good, they will make sure to see you. If they see you go astray and they can assist you and help you, they will always come and try to rescue you and try to pull you out of harm's way, especially mothers, okay? There's nothing that a mother will not do to save her child if humanly possible. A mother will go to war with a bear or a lion to save her child, okay? Most mothers that way. And some fathers, too. I'm not saying dads, we're not that. But moms, for sure, always go to the ninth degree to make sure that their child is taken care of. And that is the same way that God is. Where it is that you feel that your parents will always step in the way, I tell you, you can rely on God helping you 1,000% of the time. Not 100%, 1,000% of the time. If you ask God for assistance and help, God will step in to assist you 1,000% of the time. Okay, beloved one, but you have to do the asking. Okay, you have to do that. Even like, unless I said that the divine will that you have to be taken care of. But other than that, for conducting your everyday life and something is not going the way you want it, you have to ask for assistance. Okay, not only your I am presence that within you will assist you, but God has helped you and assigned angels to protect you. beloved ones. You have assigned angels at the time of your birth. You were assigned angels to protect. These are called your guardian angels. And they are here always to always protect you and look out for you. They will not interfere in your life. But they will, when they see you in harm's way, they will step in to rescue you when you don't even know it. Like if you go down the street and you, all of a sudden you get a inkling that, that maybe you want to go a different way, or you decide to do something and you have a change of your pattern, that's your angel directing you to do something different, because if you go down that path, there's harm there. They will always pull you out of situations if there's harm there. That is what your guardian angels are set there to do, okay? So you must understand you have full protection. Like I said, God is there responding to you all the time and will always realign you with your help to get back to be able to manifest what you need in your life. Even if you're not perfect, God will never forsake or leave you. You understand? I want to tell you that, beloved one, because some of us think that we have to be perfect in order to be in the will of God. You don't have to be perfect. You can make mistakes. You can make errors. Okay? But God will never forsake you or leave you. Okay? He'll let you go on your own and do what you need to do, or whatever it is that you so think you want to do. But God is always there to assist you. And God, like I said to you earlier, God don't hold grudges. So God is not going to be upset with you just because you decide that you want to strike out on your own and try your own program. God is not going to be upset with you about that, okay? God will always be there regardless of what you do. God will be there to welcome you back in the fold. And you know the story about the prodigal son. And that's the same way that God operate too. But if you expect that you think that you can continually do things in the manner that you do want to take charge of your own situations and do things in the way that you want to do it, you cannot expect God or any other spiritual help to come to assist you if you insist on doing it your own way. If you want to do it your own way, beloved one, then you are held responsible for doing it your own way, okay? Don't expect that God's going to intervene or any other spiritual help going to intervene if you insist on continuously doing the same thing until you're ready to make a change in your life. And make a difference in your life, will you come back into the fold? You know, let's say, for instance, a drug addict that continues to use drugs, and, you know, people come and try to rescue them, and then they go back to the drugs, and then they go back to the drugs, and people rescue them, they go back to the drugs. Don't expect that God will come pull you out of the situation until you are willing to say, God, I need help. Rescue me, save me from this situation. Okay, and for those drugs, alcoholics, sex addictions, whatever it is that you're having an addiction to, you have to be willing to make a change and be able to step in. But the beautiful thing about it is, when you're ready, beloved ones, God will not say, oh, you went astray, you did it your way, I'm not going to assist you. No, God's going to be there to rescue you and bring you back into the fold and get you realigned. Okay, and let's clear that making a request to God is always to the point where God's going to only step in when he can bring you to a higher state of consciousness and higher state of awareness. God is never going to step into your life when he's not going to be able to bring the highest good to you, okay? Like I told you, speaking earlier, you know, sometimes we think we want things and we think we need things, and it doesn't show up as we want it, is because it's not for your highest good. Okay, beloved ones, it always has to be for your highest good if you expect God to get involved. And, you know, humans sometimes, you know, want to be able to handle their own thing, and they just want to do their own thing. And God would not stand in your way unless he had the divine plan in your life. If God has the divine plan, that's a different deal. If God has a divine plan for your life, then he will step in. Other than that, God will not step in to intervene in your life unless that is the deal. Okay? So the purpose is always know and understand that God's going to assist you if you're ready to be assisted. You are in charge to that point. But when you call on your I am present, or you call on the kingdom of call in to seek the kingdom of God first, as this lesson is all about, then you can be reassured that your I am present, your God force is gonna take over and do what he needs to do to bring forth your destiny, beloved one. Overall, God wants you to have control of your own destiny. That's what, other than that, God would not have given you free will. If God didn't want you to have control of your own life and be able to create your life, you would have never been given the gift of free will, beloved one. Okay? So you are given this gift of free will so you can control and take control of your life and have control of your destiny and that for which you want to do. Okay? Let me just give you for example, you know, it's a situation where you cannot expect God to jump in and assist you in certain things. Anything you cannot ask God, you cannot ask God to pray to God to harm another human being. Ain't gonna happen, beloved ones. Okay, if you think the God, you can pray to God that to harm someone, regardless, even if that person harmed you, you cannot ask God to harm that person back. Or with the, now you can ask God for divine justice. God, please bring divine justice in this situation. But never open your mouth to pray to God, God, will you make sure this person have an accident? God, make sure this person is sick. They need to suffer like I suffer, you know, or they need to do it. Don't even try it, beloved ones, because that will backfire on you and cause you more calamity in your life than you could even imagine to ask God to do something harmful to another human being. Like I said, if someone has wronged you in some way, you can say, God, will you please bring divine justice to this situation and be able to assist you from that standpoint. And God will always do that, okay? Let's say, for instance, if you want to have a relationship with someone, that maybe you admire someone, and they don't particularly feel the same, but you want that person in your life, irregardless of what it is that they feel, you want them in your life. And so you pray to God to bring that person into your life and bring that person to you. And God necessarily won't do that, because especially if that person, just because you want that person, think you want that person, it doesn't mean that that person is for your highest good, beloved one. You don't know all the details of that person's life and their purpose and what they need to do. So it's not, you know, God ain't necessarily going to hook you up with someone that's not going to bring out your highest good. God will only step into situations when he can bring your highest good, okay? So just because you want to be with that person, you don't know all the details. God said, no, that's not the right person for you, you know? But now, if you insist or have a relationship with that individual, God is not going to stand in your way. You just go ahead and do it, and you suffer the consequences. You see? That's what free will is all about. You doing your own thing. Hopefully, if you do that decision, it works out okay. But you're totally responsible because you took it out on your own to do that thing first seeking the kingdom of God. And ask to God, God, is this the right person to be in my life? God, is this the right person that I need in my life? Okay? So remember, God will only do those things that bring your highest good. Regardless of how much you want to be, God will only bring that person who is for you. You can always pray, God, will you please bring me the perfect person to align with my life and my will that help me to be bring forth the highest goodness of myself. God, please bring that perfect person to me that I need in my life. Okay? And God will assist and help you do that. When you least expect it, the person that God brings to your life will show up. You know, you ain't got to go looking. You ain't got to go online to a dating service. You don't have to do anything specific. When God aligns you with someone and wants someone to come to your life, that person will show up, and you will show up when you least expect it, and that perfect relationship will be there, okay? But like I said, you can go out on your own and take your chances if you choose to do that. I've done it that way myself before, but I don't want to do that anymore in my life. now on the things that I'm seeking and asking, whether it's for an opportunity, job opportunity, or whatever situation. I'm saying, God, bring me the right opportunity that I need for my highest good, okay? That's going to bring me where I need to be. Not because I just think that's what I want to do, but what is that opportunity going to be for my highest good? You know, that's seeking first the kingdom of God. When you ask God to intervene, to bring that thing with you that is for your highest good. You always have, like I say, you always have free will, and you can always realize that God would allow you to express your free will because God gave you free will, so why would he not allow you to express it? But don't expect God to assist you if you're going to go out on your own. It's your decision. Believe me, beloved one, God can see and know more than you and I on all perspectives. Don't never think that you are more intelligent than the I am present, and that God, don't think that don't let your intellect, your ego, get in the way to think that you are more astute than that I am present, that God force inside of your life. Always depend on the God force. And that God will always assist you if you step in and ask for it to do that. Never will they do it if you don't ask. Unless I tell you, unless that your purpose is one of the divine will for collective mass, then God will step in and orchestrate your life to the point where you have to do it. Okay? But you see, your desires are always should be aligned with God's desire for you, beloved one. You should always want to be able to do that which is for the highest good. Sometimes you may strike on your own, and God sees that you are moving forth. Like I told you before, that you know, if you take one step, God will take two. So okay, you start off and things are not quite going the way you want. You pray God, say, if this opportunity is for me, I need your assistance, God, to push me forward. And believe me, that will be. Okay? That's the thing I'm talking about. Now, number three, what you feel and what you desire sometimes is not always for your highest good, as we spoke about before. And when you ask God to step in and do these things, God may have a different plan for you. God, your plan might not align with God. So God's not going to always assist you and just because you want it, okay? Because if you want to, say for instance, if you wanted to move, say you want to be somewhere else in different parts of the country, and I can attest to this because I've had this experience before wanting to be in a certain place. And so, you know, I decided I'm going to move there, you know, not asking God, is this for my highest good? Is this move best for me? I decided to do it based on what I so desire. And, beloved, it don't always turn out very good for you when you do it that way. When you do not put God first. That's why I said, seek first the kingdom of God. Because when you ask God, is this for my highest good, then let God orchestrate it. God will. I'm telling you, God will. If you just only ask. And stop allowing your ego to get in the way and causing you to suffer unnecessarily through that. Because sometimes you may want to be somewhere or go somewhere, and that place you want to go or you want to be will actually put you in harm's way, beloved. It will put you in harm's way, but you're so in your ego and so determined to want to do it your way, you just strike out on your own. It's okay with God if you want to strike out on your own because he gave you that free will. But do not think that God's going to automatically step in. Now, if you go wrong and you say, God, I made a mistake, would you please assist me and put me back on track? Bam! Almost instantaneously, God can turn things around in your life if you're willing to be open and receptive to the power of that God within you and realize that God will assist you get back on track. Not once, not twice, but many times and every time that you ask sincerely, God, will you assist me to get back on track and put me back in my right space? The force will always be there, beloved. Believe me. You will never, God will never forsake or never leave you. Never, never, never. All you have to do is be willing to accept and be and understand that that God force is within you, okay? That God force is there for you. And for all of you who came in a little late, we spoke earlier about that the kingdom of God is within you. And that kingdom is within you. You don't have to seek outside of anything. You don't have to beg, plead in any way to get God's attention. You can talk to God in the same mellow voice that you would have a conversation with any other person that you care and respect. Matter of fact, you don't even have to speak it. You can just think it, and the God force will be able to interfere. But when you verbalize things, it put energy to it. So yes, always, you know, if you can speak it, always ask God, God, please assist me in this situation. Please turn this situation around. I'm not sure what I'm doing. I'm not conscious of what I'm doing, and I have not made the best decision, but I need you to assist me and to guide me, to take me to a better place. You see, brother one, you and when you find yourself though in those situations, always pray to God, God, please, especially if you're somewhere you don't want to be, God, please put me in a place that's for my highest good, some place where I'm going to be peaceful and I'm going to be able to fulfill my life will. You know, I have that prayer right now with God. Give me, God, place me where you want me to be. Give me the location where you want to be. And so now it's just me being patient and wait for God to give me the identical signal and that I need to be able to move forward. So, beloved one, when you find yourself not in a space, in a place where you feel comfortable or you feel that you want to be, go in and seek God. You see, because if you would have done that up front, then you wouldn't be in this situation. If I had to ask God, God, where's the best place for me to be that I would be able to fulfill my life and do that which is for my highest good, ask him before I made the move, then that would have been a different deal. But no, I did it on my own ego. And so I had to suffer the consequences. You see? But whenever you seek first the kingdom of God, you will always be done. Like I shared with you earlier, in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. I want you to understand that, beloved one, because this is really, really important. And I'm going to repeat it again. Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. And I tell you, that simply means put God first. That's all you got to do. Put God first, beloved one. And your whatever it is that you so desire and so want, God, is this for my highest good? Learn to use it, beloved one. It's a powerful tool. It's a powerful tool. And this is a tool that God has given you to be able to call upon the God force inside of you to bring forth that energy and to give you divine direction. And like I told you before earlier, God don't expect you to be perfect. He knows you're going to make errors and you're going to make mistakes in your life. But he's willing to forgive you and allow you to get back on track. But you can avoid a lot of these errors and mistakes, beloved one, if you seek God first before you make it, before you make the move. God, is this for my highest good? God, is this, you know, God is buying this house. Is this the right house for me, God? If so, would you please give me a place where I should be? God, is this the right car for me? God, will you fix me, help me to find the right automobile that I need that will give me no trouble, take care of me and get me where I need in the best way? Assist me, God. It's that simple, beloved ones. But we have to learn to tap in, and we have to stop, you know, thinking that, and like I said earlier, people think that they have to beg, plead, and to get God's attention because they don't realize that God source is inside of them, not from them. And earlier we spoke about that so many of these organizations and religious organizations taught you that God was one place and you were someplace else. the God, the kingdom of heaven is out there in the universe. So here you are here on planet Earth, little old you, and you begging, God, will you please, please, God, help me. God, please get me through this situation. God, you don't have to beg and plead to God. God is not far away. God is right there in you, beloved. And learn to understand that you are not detached from God. And to me, that is the number one error. I might even call it a sin. But that's the number one error that mankind suffer from feeling detached from God. When we feel detached from God and not realize that you are that source. You are a child of God, beloved one. Your DNA, your spiritual DNA is the same as the creator that created you. That energy is with you. You are an extension of God, beloved one. You are an extension of God in the flesh. Do you think God would create you and give you their DNA and then leave you? Really? No. God will never leave you or never forsake you. And always, always know that regardless of how far you have fell or how far you are in the midst of the muck and mire or wherever you're at, God will turn you around. If you honestly seek God, help to do it and be willing to stop doing what you're doing to cause the problem. You know, if you're going to go back to doing the same thing and expect that God will automatically pick you up every time, ain't happening. Ain't happening. You must be willing to change, beloved one. You have to take the initiative to be able to want to change and to change and ask God to put you on the right track and you go down the new road that the Creator has done for you. Okay? There's nothing to be ashamed of that you made mistakes in your life, that you have caused yourself to suffer unnecessarily. That's your ego that took you into that direction, but you no longer want that vibe to follow you anymore. So now you're going to shift and change and say, God, I'm seeking your advice, your counsel. Your counsel is the counsel that I need in order to be able to perform the job that I needed before. I need you to put me on track so I can do what I need to do. I need you to help bring me in alignment so I can participate in your opulence. You see, beloved one, you have to be in alignment with God in order to participate in the opulence of God. You have to be in alignment with your God. And that is simply seeking first the kingdom of God. Seeking the wise counsel of God before you make these rash decisions, okay? Now, like I say, you have free will. You can always do it on your own, beloved. And guess what? God's not going to go criticize you, not going to judge you, or not going to do anything. But you have to take responsibility for the outcome if you decide to follow your free will and do it on your own, okay? So you need to understand that we discussed the fact that God is with us. The kingdom of God is within us. It's not separate from us. So when you hear it says, seek first the kingdom of God, I mean, look inside, call upon that I am present of God forth in you. That is the kingdom. That is the kingdom, beloved one. It's no mystery, no mystic kind of thing. Understand that the kingdom of God is in you. It is you. It is the inner being of your being is the kingdom of God. Your spiritual being is the kingdom of God. And that is what it is that you need to have and understand clearly. Okay? Clearly you need to understand. You need to immerse your mind and your thoughts in the idea that the Spirit of God is within you. Every day, wake up knowing that you are one with God. That God is emanating in your body. Every cell, every organ, every thought and every idea should be first focused on God. If you're going to be obsessed about something, be obsessed about God. If there's something that you want to overwhelm you, overwhelm yourself with God. Regardless of what anyone may say, they may call you a Jesus freak or call you a God freak. what the heck? That's their life. They do what they want. You do what you need to do. Immerse yourself in God. Put God first. Put God first. And if you put God first, you put God first and you take the first step, God will take two more steps for you to push you forward in your activity of what it is you want to bring forth and what you want to do, beloved ones. You know, it's a beautiful thing to understand that the kingdom of God is within you, not outside of you, and that you can catch it whenever you want it. You can grab it whenever you want it. You can call upon it whenever you want it. You can just immerse yourself in it with the idea of knowing that you are a true child of God, and God is with you, will never forsake you, never leave you, or put you in a situation that will be in a harm's way. And always, when you pray to God for assistance, always understand that God's going to return what is for your highest good. If it doesn't come back the way you want it to be, then it wasn't God's highest good for you to have it or to be there or to do whatever. That person wasn't the person for your highest good. God's going to always bring the highest good to you, that which is for betterment for you. God's going to always bring the best thing. God's going to see what's best for you and will always bring that to you, beloved one. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to wonder. When you seek God first, seek first the kingdom of God, God's going to lay it out. Now, it's up to you whether you obey, whether you listen, but God will always give you divine direction of where you want to go. Okay? So hopefully today you have understood that. If you picked up nothing else that I say to you today, I want you to understand the kingdom of God is within you, not outside of you, and is at your beck and call to help you to move forward whenever you so desire. So learn to call, learn for God's counsel before you make your own decisions. And if you make your own decision and live with the consequences because you made it, but the beautiful thing is that even if you make your own decision and you fail, you can always ask God to realign you because you are a child of God. You are a prodigal son, and God will never forsake you just because you made a bad mistake. Okay? Understand that, beloved ones. And I pray that this message has fell on the ears of those who needed it today and to be able to bring forth. I don't know about you, but I feel the power of the Spirit moving in this moment right now. Someone picked that message up, and they're utilizing that message, and they're going to shift their life today. This message is going to help someone to shift their life and move into the understanding of seeking first the kingdom of God to be able to enhance their lives and be able to operate in the realm of the God consciousness and to be able to participate in God's good. So I thank you so much, beloved ones, for tuning in today. We're going to close with prayer, and we thank you, God, for the message you allowed to flow through us. Father, Mother, God, we thank you for another wonderful day. We thank you for another word of message, and thank you for the message that you allowed to flow through this vessel, that you allowed to be able to go out and to reach the ears and the heart of those listeners who are open and receptive to be able to accept and understand that their kingdom is within themselves. God's kingdom is within. Let them know that you are not apart from them, God. Let them know that they can just look in and seek you. That it is part of you. That they will always use you as their count. That they will always seek the help of you, God, before they make their own decisions, God. Thank you. And let our beloved ones know that they are divinely protected and that you are there at their beck and call. When you ask to get back in alignment, you will always be there for them. You will never leave them forsaken, God. We say thank you. Thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Thank you, beloved ones. Have a marvelous and wonderful day. Look forward to talking to you next week. And all praises to God. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.